Blog Talk Radio.
The date was May 14th at 10 past 10. I got my world rocked and introduced to my best friend. At that point, I realized my path to be is to be the best father I could possibly be. Then I held you for the first time. I saw in your face that you knew who I was, that you felt so safe. Make no mistake, because I felt safe too. The way you fit right in my arms, it was like face true. You're meant for great things, I could tell you gon' rise, because your eyes so alive, they as blue as the skies. I wouldn't lie, you're the reason I breathe, because you smile so bright, the sunshine that I need. Yes, you're my little man, kissing on your little hand. Listen, you my shining star, proving there's a bigger plan. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you and your mom, we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared, when you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
You're my pride and joy.
Day I changed, the day I claimed, the best day to clear my reign. I used to be filled with just anger and pride. Now it's just pride for you, no more anger inside. Between you and your mom, I learned the meaning of love, the needing of hugs. Above, I see the meaning of doves. Oh yes, I'll protect you and guide you from harm. And nothing's better than the feelings when I hold you in my arms. When times are hard and the clouds are gray, I see you smile and realize life will be okay. Before you, it was just me and all that time, but now it's us, so trust, everything's just fine. My little prince, it's the king and I, sing with pride, spread your little wings and fly. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, your mom, and we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride.
Well, good evening to the Diamond on the Rough Show with Ordinary Woman, Charlie Alejandro, and Mountain Man, known as Chris. And welcome to February 4th, 2010, or as we know it, 2010. We have a great, great lineup tonight. We have back Rhea Easton, a talented, talented young lady, a very talented young lady, and I believe Charlie will be calling in momentarily to our show and to help us out here. But yes, we had Rhea in a while ago, and she is returning back to our show, and we will be playing couple of her songs, or at least one of her songs that we have on our playlist, and I'm hoping that we can get some more. I'm hoping Charlie has some others lined up for us, and this is just a talented young lady. She's been singing since she was able to talk, which has been awesome. Awesome. And hello to guest 2377, who is in our chat room, and to all those who I cannot see yet, and I'm hoping that you guys are able to hear me just fine. Our call-in number is 347-989-1473, or you can Skype us at WM Ordinary Woman. You could also listen to us on the Blog Talk Radio / Ordinary Woman, WMN, and you can listen to us through the player if you have it on your webpage and everything. And excuse me here. I seem to be having a coughing spell, so just bear with me a second here. I am very excited. We have been off the last few days, and Charlie has been working out a storm. She's been working, so and we haven't really been able to do the show much. And I'm hoping that she will be calling in, because she told me that she was going to be calling in a few minutes ago, and I've just been, excuse me here, checking other things out, making sure that we were on for this evening, and I'm happy to say that we are. And it has just been an awesome, awesome time. I've had a lot of stuff happening here in my studio. Hi. Over at my place, I've been looking forward to getting out and about and all that, and looking forward to the better weather that is going to be coming very soon. Spring's only right around the corner, and I don't know if too many of you believe in the groundhog there, where he says, I guess we'll have 6 more weeks of winter. I'm not sure how much I believe in that. But I know I cannot wait for the warmer weather to come, because in the bad weather, my back acts up and all that. So I'm not sure if we're going, from what I'm understanding, we are going to be having Rhea Easton on, and there's a little, I believe we're going to be having the blurb about her story in the webpage as well, so you can look at it there. And I'm sorry, hello to 3280. And, Charlie, where are you, my friend? Told me you were going to be calling me into the show. But anyhow, I'm sorry, I'm just, my mind's preoccupied. But anyways, this amazing young lady has been singing since she was 6. And I have heard her song, Flake, and I absolutely like it. And I think we were hoping to get a couple more of her songs on the player or that we control in the switchboard, but it doesn't look like we have had that chance to get those up and running. I'm just hoping that Charlie is able to hear me and be able to call in. The call-in number again is 347-989-1473. And you can tweet us. You can Facebook us. You can, what else? Skype us. You can just look at, there are so many ways you can listen to our show. It isn't even funny, because I know Charlie has her little spiel that she does, but I'm waiting for her to call in, and I know she is going to be calling in, and I'm just hoping that we can get her to call in. And she said she was going to do the chat room for us, so I didn't have to do too many windows here, and I'm just waiting for her to kind of come in and do her thing here. And I'm just flipping between two windows. I don't like doing that, but what am I going to do? There's not much I can do. I guess I'm just waiting to see here, because I guess she had to use her phone today at work and it needed a charge, so she was going to be calling in another way, so we're just waiting for her. But anyhow, Rhea is, I guess from what it's saying here in the description, is she's had some many female artists that she has looked up to. And she's just an amazing amazing young lady, and we just cannot wait to hear her story and how she got into it and everything. And I am just waiting here. I am going to take a second here and say hello to everyone in our chat room and see what is happening in there while I sit here and wait for our other host to come in and help me out here, because Charlie is the one who has found Rhea Easton, and she is going to be able to tell us more about this, unless Rhea calls in herself. And I'm just so happy to finally be able to get these people and be able to get the show back up and running. Because I know we've been off the air for a little bit and stuff, so. And it hasn't been due to me. I just things have been busy with all of us, so we just haven't had a real chance to do anything, but I'm hoping that we can get everything under control here very shortly. And I'm just, wow. The description that she has here is, she's just a phenomenal, phenomenal young lady, and we're just hoping that we can get to hear her story. And I'm just sitting here trying to figure out what the story is here, because the other host and I, Charlie and I, talk back and forth on a frequent basis. But I'm trying to figure out exactly what is going on and all that, because I guess she has some other stuff to do, and I'm not sure exactly when she's going to be calling in either. But I think she wanted us to wrap the show up a little bit early, but I'm not positive. But anyhow, I'm going to play her don't know what I'm going to do here. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just in a confused little state here. Hello to Dan978, guest 3314-3382. Dan, that is good. That is awesome. Dan wrote in our chat room, "The groundhog has seen only right around 37% of is right only 37% of the time, I believe," which I hope is he's right. I really do hope he's right 37% of the time, because to me and a lot of the listeners know that Mountain Man / Chris, I am in, that's who I am. And I am a person with a disability. And in the wintertime, it is very hard for me to get around. And the winters just play cruel jokes on me with my disability and everything. So I just cannot wait to see the better weather come, and which will be good and all that. And again, call-in number is 347-989-1473. You can Skype us. You can tweet us. You can Facebook us. You can go to our website, Ordinary Woman. Blog Talk Radio / Ordinary Woman with WMN. And you can listen to our show that way. And be able to, and even if you have our player on your website, you can just hit the play button and hear us while you're on your page and all that, which is awesome. And I'm just sitting here. waiting, I guess. Because I have no clue. Charlie and I talk about it a little bit. She wanted me to get this our show started, and then she was going to join, is what I believe is what's happening, but I'm not exactly sure how true that is, so I'm just trying to figure out what is going on here, because she did ask me to start the show, which I have done, and everything. Deborah Skadoodle, how you doing? Good to see you in our room. This is Mountain Man. We're just waiting for Rhea Easton to call in. And we're waiting for Charlie to call in as well. And I'm just checking something to make sure that we have everything under control here, which I know we do. And excuse me. Yeah, I hope we can wrap it up too. anyhow, she's supposed to be calling in so she can do part of the show as well. Because I know she tends to do this to me and makes me run the show, which she knows I can do. Yeah, and I know I can do it. I know I can do it. Now, I want to or I need to. I know I can do it. Oh, and that's another thing. And if you guys hear us talking about wanting or needing or stuff like that, Charlie and I have had a running joke for this year. If you hear us say anything in that along those lines, you can call in and call us on it, and we would give you, and you will have to be prepared, because we will give you the show for like 5 to 10 minutes and kind of give us some positive feedback on if you hear us say certain words that we have indicated in the past, and which is awesome. And I'm just hoping that we can get this all settled. I hope we're not having technical difficulties on Charlie's end, and I am hoping you can get through, which I know you can. I am just trying to figure what is going on again. I'm sorry if I seem very confused tonight, because I talked to Charlie periodically throughout the day, and her and I go back and forth on Facebook, because we're both on Facebook. You can look us both up on Facebook. I know you can look her up on Tweet and a few others if you go to her blog, talkradio.com/ordinarywoman, and you can get messages to her that way, or to the show, and we would be able to answer them. I'm just trying to hold the fort down while we sit here and we wait. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you. We do appreciate that. I know I can't. You can do it. I know I can do it too. It's just it's so much easier if I have a partner that I can, we both can go off of each other, which is the part I like, because sometimes it's hard for just one person to go through the show. Matter of fact, I was on some other shows today, listening to a few other shows this afternoon while I was hanging out, waiting for a friend to come over. And I've found a couple of shows to be very, very interesting. And what is today? Thursdays. And we're still looking for those. Speaking of the shows, we are still looking for certain phrases, catchy phrases for certain days, like Motivational Monday. I think we had one for like Inspirational Tuesdays or something to that effect. But it has been a little bit of time since we have been on the air and I've been able to talk to Charlie because Charlie has been very busy. And I know she's been very busy with what she has to do. And it has just been an awesome, awesome time that she has. Give me one second. I'm going to see who this is. Good evening. You welcome to the Diamond on the Rough Show. Who's this, please?
Hey, it's Rhea.
Rhea, how are you, darling?
Good, how are you?
Good. This is Mountain Man, Charlie's co-host. How are you?
Charlie told me to call in at 7:30. I thought it was.
Yeah, well, you're still here. Yeah, no. She probably told you to call in at 7:30 so we could get the spiel done that we normally do and everything. So,
okay.
Rhea, I have been reading the description that she had put up earlier, and we're going to get right to it, I guess. And I was hoping Charlie would be here because she would help to get the show started here. But I've been reading, you've been, we've had you on the show before?
Yeah, I was on about a month ago-ish, around there.
Okay. And I see that you've been singing or performing since you were six?
Yep, since I was six. And I was dancing before that, but then I decided, hey, I'm going to sing. I don't want to dance anymore. I'm going to sing.
Well, I have to say, we have your song Flake on here, on our player, and we have played it a couple of times. And I know I have absolutely like it.
Thank you.
And I think we were trying to, Charlie was going to try to get a couple more of your songs up here so we could have them on our player and stuff so we could play a couple more of your tunes, but I don't know what happened. I know she's been working quite a bit lately, so... Anyhow, so she told me that we were going to be doing the show today, and so here we are. Oh, so whatever, how'd you get into singing and stuff, Rhea?
Well, like I said, when I was six, my mom used to have her own dance studio, so she was talking about how she was going to open the dance studio was I ready for the year of dance studio? And I was like, I want to sing this year. I don't want to dance. I want to sing. And
right.
Then from then on, I met, through my first voice teacher, I met a bunch of people, and they sent me to this musical theater group. And then from then on, I was just doing theater, and then now I'm doing recording. And I've been recording for a couple of years now, and it's just going really good.
Wow, that is awesome. And I see that you're a mini... Christina Aguilera, Avril Lavigne, and a few others here, huh?
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
So, who's been your idol there?
Mostly Christina Aguilera. I always listen to Christina Aguilera. She's always been one of my favorites.
Really? That is awesome. That is awesome. Well, what happened, Charlie? We had you, but then we lost you. No, I seen her pop in and then pop out. I don't know what happened there. But anyhow, so you've got an amazing voice or amazing gift from God, I hear. And you do. You really do. I was even watching the video when you were great.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry that I'm just kind of, I apologize for my confused in this evening because I was trying to figure out what we were doing and all that. And we were just talking about you a little bit earlier. So that's what we've been doing. And okay, she's here. But she's okay. I'm sorry, Rhea. I apologize. I don't have my lineup. I've been trying to figure out what was going on and get my lineup straight here, but it's not going all that well. So it's like, okay, I know Callie does a better job at this, and I just kind of helped her do the other stuff. So I'm just trying to figure out, okay, what are we doing here and how are we doing this? So, anyways, so go on, Rhea.
A couple years ago, I did this show. I did this animated series called Zebrafish. And
okay.
I'm the main character, and the character I play is Vita. And it's just a little program to help benefit Children's Hospital in Boston.
Yep.
And it's about my character is basically a high school girl who wants to start a band. And in this April, I'll be singing as Vita in the Notes for Cure, which is a Battle of the Bands competition for high school bands in New England. And it's going to be awesome. And you can find all the details at thezebrafish.com. You can find all everything there, zebrafish.com. And if you go, if you're wondering what the Zebrafish is, it's just a, it was a show I did that's just like, they call it a webisode because it's like episodes of the animated series online, so on the web, so it's webisodes. And there was just 10 webisodes, and it's just been picked up as a novel. And if you go on the zebrafish.com website, and then you scroll down and click watch the webisodes, you can see all 10 webisodes right there.
That is awesome. Charlie, how you doing, hon?
I'm doing better now. Thank you very much. I had to borrow a phone. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, it's been like one technical difficulty after another. How's everybody doing?
Good. We were just talking to Rhea.
Hi, Rhea, honey. How's it going?
Hi, Charlie. Good. How are you?
I'm doing better now. It's been one of those days. My cell phone decided it wasn't going to work anymore, so it died. I have to get it replaced. And then my house phone just, like, went to me, and so I had to borrow my husband's phone. So we'll see how much juice I got on this so we can do this. How have you been doing? I know. It's been like, oh, man. I am so excited to have you back on the show. This is amazing.
I'm excited to be back.
You know, it's so funny because that was another thing. It's the day of technical difficulties because I was trying to get your music uploaded because we received it in MP3 format. And Blog Talk Radio is like, we don't recognize that. They'll only take the MP3. So for our listeners, I apologize. We're not going to have Rhea's music tonight because I got to get it converted. But we'll definitely put it up on the website and make sure that we'll play it over the next couple of shows so you can actually hear it because I got a chance to hear it. And it's totally amazing. I loved it. I thought it was some great stuff that's coming up. Now, this is going to be on your album, you said?
Yeah, it's supposed to be on the album, and it's going to all be done soon. And the version of Look What You've Done, which is one of the songs that you have, we have just re-recorded it. I re-recorded it about 2 weeks ago, and the track was rewritten and updated, and it sounds so much more full and, like, it sounds so much better than the first recording of it.
I'm telling you, I mean, I feel bad for our listeners that they can't hear it now, but we're definitely going to get it up as soon as we can so we can share it with you because it's amazing. I love it. I mean, and for me, most of all, is the fact that I know how old you are, but when you're listening to the music, you totally forget that you're listening to a 15-year-old young woman, and because of the richness and the vocals and the sound. And I have to ask you, who actually does the actual song? Who wrote the music for it?
For which song?
For the one you just mentioned. I don't have it right in front of me. Hold on. Which one? Hold on. The one you said got remastered is
the one that you did.
Look What You've Done. Is that the one that you happen to
know? I'm pretty sure that Frankie Storm wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And
the actual music, who plays it?
The one that was just redone, my manager pulled people together to redo it.
Now, when the album comes out and everything for promotional purposes, are you planning to tour with this band, or are you going to kind of have it pre-recorded, or is it going to be a combination of both?
Probably both, most likely both.
Yeah, that's excellent. Now, I'm sorry, Chris, where were you as far as what you were talking to Rhea about? So you can catch me up. I heard a little bit of it. Because I could hear you guys, and I'm like, no, because it's so funny whenever they – yeah, when I got passed through the switchboard, it's like Blog Talk Radio, and the next thing it just booted me out. And I'm like, great, the host is getting booted. And Deborah's laughing because she's like, oh, we're going to call it Twisted Tuesday. Honey, it's been twisted for the last 2 weeks. I don't know what's going on. I think karma's like playing a joke on me or something.
Well, what I was mentioning, what I was doing was... Ow! Loud in my ear, but that's okay. The co-host can handle it. Anyhow, we were just talking about how amazing young lady Rhea is, and we were just starting to find out how she got into the stuff. Into act, dancing and stage performances, singing. We were talking about how she looks like a mini Christina Aguilera and Avril Lavigne, or Avril Lavigne.
You know, it's funny. I want to stop you right there because I know that you've mentioned that you've been compared to these two, but I mean, it blows my mind because I think you're way beyond that. I mean, just the richness of your tone and the way you sound. And I know we actually saw a couple of videos of you where you were just singing. Up on YouTube.
Wait, which videos? The ones of me just singing a cappella?
Yeah, the ones where you guys are just singing a cappella, right?
Yeah.
Now, the thing with me is that I know how difficult it is to do a cappella, and, you know, the richness of it and the way it sounds is just beyond what I've heard. I mean, no disregard to Miss Lavigne. I know she's an amazing entertainer, and she's really good, but I've actually heard her a couple of times live where you lose a little bit of that richness, obviously, because it's a live setting and the acoustics and stuff, but... It's amazing to me the sound you have and how you're able to maintain it when there's nothing buffering you, because when you're a cappella, that's it. That's your voice for the whole world to hear. Now, how long have you been training? Have you trained professionally as far as for your singing?
I've had around 3 or 4 voice teachers, and I've been sticking with the one I'm currently with because she's just absolutely amazing. And I actually, as crazy as it sounds, I used to go up to New York every other weekend for voice lessons.
Right.
And that sounds so ridiculous, like, why go to New York? But the guy was really helping me, and he was helping me open my range, because my first voice teacher ever, I remember all I would do was belt, and I just didn't even know that I could possibly even sing any other way. And
right.
When I went to this guy, I was like, wow, I can sing high, and I have a head voice, and then the lady I'm with now, she gives me so many exercises that just keep my voice, it keeps my voice healthy.
Not only that, the other thing I noticed with your technique, and again, Frank Sinatra, way before you were even a twinkle in anybody's eye. Frank Sinatra was known for his breathing technique, and one of the things that people don't realize about Frank Sinatra is in reality when he first started singing, people really didn't think he was that good. They thought he was like, all right. And then he went on to build his legacy. But the one thing that he had was his breathing technique, which is very important for a singer. And that's one thing, Rhea, that really pops out when you're doing a cappella. Because you can't mask it. If you're not controlling your breathing and you're not controlling it, that's when the shakiness come in and you can actually even hear it. Now, is that something that you guys work on as well?
Well, we do. When I'm with my voice teacher, she's an absolutely amazing pianist, so we use the piano. And I don't know how, but she can play pop music so great on the piano. But we do some stuff a cappella, and she does help me, like, if there's a certain thing, I'm just, if there's a song that there's a part that I just can't figure out what like, how am I going to do this? I'm not going to be able to breathe. I'm going to pass out on the stage. She'll be like, okay, relax. You need to breathe through your diaphragm for this part, and then all this, blah, 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 and she'll just help me through it, and she has certain little tricks that I just don't even know where she comes up with them, but they work.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very evident because, like I said, that's when you're doing a cappella, that's when it can really come out, and I know that people don't realize, because if you're not a singer, you don't understand this, but having been around my daughter and seeing some of the stuff that the boys do, it becomes annoying after a while. And after a while, it's like people aren't listening to what you're singing. They're like, is she all right? Is she going to, like, pass out? She's gasping for breath. What's going on here?
I remember one time I recorded something for someone, and they were like, Rhea, we want to hear your breathing for this part. I was like, why? That sounds so bad. I was like, are you trying to make me sound bad?
Well, no, if you want to do, like, a breathless kind of thing where you're, like, all, you know, throaty or whatever, I can understand.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't even, like, but this part of the song, it just does not sound right. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
What are you telling me to do here?
You know, and it's funny, too, because that's another thing that is amazing, your maturity as far as an artist, where you know what you know, and you understand your craft, you understand your style, and you're true to that, where you question it. I mean, I can imagine someone younger. I mean, I've seen artists that are a lot older where someone will tell them something, and you can clearly see that it's going against their nature, their form or their style, and they won't say anything. And then they're all uncomfortable doing it, but you speak up and you want to know why. Now, was that something that you always did, or is that something that you've learned as you've come along?
If there's something that somebody's telling me to do and I don't understand why they want me to do it, I will ask, like, what is this going to do to help the song? What is this going to do to make it sound better? But usually I go along with it and I just say, this person is right. They know what they're talking about. It'll sound better in the long run if I just do it this way. And usually, if I'm with someone who clearly knows what they're doing, then I'll just say, I'm going to stick to what you're going to say, what you're saying, because mm-hmm. this is going to sound so much better, and all
right.
that.
And you know,
and people,
another thing that what, Chris?
And people are so excited in the chat room to hear you say that, Rhea.
No, it's true, and because it's important, because, you know, the greatest thing that I personally like is to thyself be true, because if you're not comfortable as an artist and you don't have your own integrity to say, okay, why am I doing this, or do I really want to do this, or if there's a reason for it, and that you've actually gotten to the point where you can tell when someone is legitimately having your best interest at heart, or they know what they're talking about, and you can respect that, to someone that you're going to sit back and go, do I really want to do this, and why am I doing this? And that's like something that you're years ahead of people that are much older that have put their integrity on their line.
Yeah, like if this, obviously, if, like I said, if you know what you're talking about, I will try it, but if it doesn't sound good, I'm going to tell you that I don't think it sounds good, so.
And you should know more than anybody, because it's your voice, it's your career, you're the one that's created the persona that you're comfortable to share with the world. And that's so important, because that's something that I see repeatedly. And as a matter of fact, what comes to mind is a young Jessica Simpson. I remember watching this video when she was very young. She was probably like 17 or 18. And this is when she got her first development deal. And you could see the way they had her dressed. She spent the whole performance pulling on the dress that they had her in because she was so uncomfortable in it.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
That's
why my manager, he goes, Victoria, I need you to know that we're not trying. He says to me, he's like, I know that sex sells, but you're 15 years old. We're not doing that.
Right.
I was like, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and that's very important, because you lose out, and that's one of the things that I admire about you, because you're being 15 years old, and you're absolutely right. At that young age, you don't need to be portraying something that you're not ready for.
He's like, we don't need you to be some seductive thing on on singing. You're a good singer.
Right.
It'll sell that way. We don't need to sell it any other way.
And, you know, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, because another example that I like to use with people is Jennifer Hudson. When she was on American Idol, Simon was the one that brutalized this poor woman, telling her, you know, you're never going to go anywhere because you're too big, the way you dress, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And here she is, you know, a couple of years later, she wins the Oscar. She absolutely destroyed that song in a great way. I mean, she just owned it. She made it so incredible.
Yeah.
That, I mean, Jennifer Hudson had just totally blown away the version that was done before, to the point that now a song that for years had been owned by this other singer, now that's Jennifer Hudson's song, and that's what we think about when she does it. And
yeah,
because she was to herself true, and the reality is you're absolutely right. You have an amazing talent, and you don't need fillers or smoke and mirrors or, you know, other stuff to get you noticed.
Yeah,
and I got to tell you, you have a very smart manager to be able to remember that, because that's one of my thing. That's one of my pet peeves. It's always been one of my pet peeves when I see these young girls being put in situations that, and you notice that it's always the girls.
Yeah.
That are being put in these situations. It drives me, again, nuts, because it's like, why would you have a 15, 16, 17-year-old girl half-dressed,
mm-hmm.
half-naked, and then, of course, that's just going to make it a feeding frenzy for the media to get in on
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And then these poor
yeah.
girls wind up having problems.
Yeah,
On that note, real quick, Rhea, hold on a sec for that. Chris, did you already play Flake?
No, I have not played Flake yet.
Okay, I want to play that because that's one of our second most requested songs, and I want to play that because that's actually Rhea, and I absolutely love that song, but real quick. Our chat room is hopping. What do we got in there? We got Betty,
who do we
Bill,
have?
Dan, 978. Hey, Dan, what's up? Debbie! Get twisted. She's like, I know. And, you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people think to get twisted means you're going to go get drunk or you're going to get high. That's not what we're talking about for us. It's about living life and stuff. So I'm like, I get twisted, and my kids are looking at me like, but you don't drink and you're a Girl Scout. What are you talking? Never mind. Forget it. You guys don't get it. She gets it. She speaks my language.
Well, I have to say this, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to figure out what Thursday was for that thing, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say, if you guys can think of a good Thursday theme,
mm-hmm.
please let us know, because we're trying to figure out the theme for...
You, Twisted Thursday sounds great to me, because no one's more twisted than us in a good way, and I love it. It's, like, so amazing, and we have...
But it's Twisted Tuesday, not Twisted Thursday.
I might want to twist Thursday, because Thursday's like payday for a lot of people. They're all excited because Friday's the next day, and they made it through another week in a great way. So I think we need to get twisted on Tuesday. Furthermore, in the chat room, we got Fred, guest 3638. Welcome. How are you? JJ, welcome back. And we got Mary and Richard. So I'm asking everybody to be patient with me because, like I said, we're having a lot of technical difficulties on my part because I've been moving my studio around, see what works, and a couple of things haven't worked yet. And one of the things that hasn't worked is a new phone hookup. It's just not working, which is why I'm still on a cell phone. But I appreciate you guys being patient with us. And also to our listeners, we did take a week off, had to take care of some issues. Yes, I have issues, people. That's why I'm an ordinary
person. We all have issues. We all have issues. And I was telling them that we were having some issues.
We always have issues. But issues are good, especially when you have them with friends. So real cool. I know. Isn't that great, Rhea, when you have friends that are more twisted than you, but in a good way? People don't get that. They think when I talk about being twisted or crazy, they think it's bad. I think it's a great thing because you enjoy life more.
And the calling number on that note is 347-989.
I got his number. Mom is going to give us his house number. We're going to be calling up at his house going, yay, what's up? We're going on the radio.
Oh, don't get me going because I'll black out here and I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
anyhow.
Mom's been having health issues. We don't want him passed out. We'll have to call 911 and that'll kill the show.
Oh, we'll have to just kill the show if I do that. The call-in number is 347-989-1473, and go with your spiel.
Yes, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman, WMN. You can come in. You can listen to the show there. Jump into our chat room. It's hopping. You can go in there and ask questions or whatever, or you can email me, us at ordinarywoman@gmail.com. And answer your questions. We would love to. I'm speaking backwards. You notice that? Yes.
We would love to answer your questions if you email us.
Yes. Questions we will answer, we will. See, this is the reason why people find hard to believe that I don't drink and I don't do drugs, because this is the way I am normally. Can you imagine me if I did get drunk or high? I probably
And I know her personally. Guys, please. You don't want to see that.
I'm always the one in the room that everybody goes, wow, she's drunk. No, she's not. She's having fun. That's her normally. They're like, really? But she's dancing by herself. It's all good. Debbie and I dance by ourselves in the corner. We have fun.
Oh, goodness. You
oh,
really
my
do,
goodness.
Deborah? Oh, man. I give
love
you
Debbie.
Kudos.
Debbie's my woman. I'm telling you, she's awesome. Cardiac absolutely loves her. By the way, Debbie, Cardiac wants me to send you a big old hug out there because he thinks you're, like, amazing. loves her, too. And you know how they always say the best things in life comes in little packages?
Uh-huh.
That's what they had. Yeah, that's what they had in mind, because Debbie's, like, the little tiny dynamo. She's so amazing, and then she's just, like, and I'll tell you one thing, though. As tiny as she is, if anybody ever tries to beat me up, I'm sure she'll have my back.
I'm sure she would, but she wouldn't be the only one that had your back.
Yeah, no, trust me, that's all I would need. Debbie will take them all out, trust me, I have no doubt. I'll be like, what, and I'll just hide behind her.
Little Debbie has everyone's back.
Yes. And our listeners that don't know what we're talking about, Debbie, love you. What we're talking about when we talk about Getting Twisted is the amazing song by The Bellows. If you haven't heard who The Bellows are, welcome to the 21st century, because they're, like, amazing. Louis Bellow and his sister Lisa, they have a video out in a song called Get Twisted. You can Google it, go to YouTube. It's awesome. It is just awesome. And they're actually going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe Wednesday, February 10th, from 6:30 to 8, I think. It's a family show. So,
yeah,
Debbie's so funny. She goes, you bet, I'm Sicilian. You go, honey. I know, us Sicilians, we're crazy people. As a matter of fact, my grandfather, my adopted grandfather, he came all the way from Sicily on a boat, and he wound up, I don't know, jumping ship and getting married, something like that. But anyway,
oh,
to our listeners, yes, you guys have to go. If you're in the Boston area, if you're not, come on down. The Bellows are going to be at the Rock Hard,
Hard Rock Cafe in Boston.
Yeah, that's right. Wednesday, February 10th at 6:30 to 8. It's a family show. So if you have kids, bring them down. You'll have a great time. You can go to Facebook and Google it. And actually, if you want, you can buy the tickets ahead of time, or you can get on in at the door as well. It's going to be a great show.
And where can we get those tickets ahead of time?
You can go to Facebook and Google it. Debbie actually has the information, which I was freaking out with this phone, so I never got the information from her, but you can definitely Google it on Facebook and you will get the information there if you want to get it ahead of time. The Bellows, amazing people, I'm telling you, the talent they have is so just great. And on top of that, they're just down-to-earth people. They're really great. They have a lot of talent, so if you don't want to miss a great show, guys, you got to go. And I'm telling you, you better get them now, because I have a feeling the Bellows are not going to stay local for long. They've gotten a lot of exposure, and I think in a year, they'll be at the Grammys, and we'll be like, yeah, I knew them. And they're like, yeah, right. No, but I have the pictures, though, to prove it. I told Louis I had to get a picture, because one of my kids is like, you know him, or you were, like, in the same room with him and waved as he was walking by.
Oh, and I've been trying to get a hold of you anyways, Charlie, to ask you about the whole thing.
Everybody and their mother's been trying to get a hold of me, because my phone's all decided to jump ship. So, Rhea, hold that thought. Want to cue up the song for us, Mr. Mountain Man, Flake?
If I can find the move. Okay,
yeah,
damn it.
It's contagious. It's like, see, this is
Mountain Man's having a rough week as well. Flake,
oh,
where are you?
Right,
okay,
right,
there you
right,
are. Yeah. Here we go. Hello, we're back.
I'm dancing. My bad. I almost dropped the phone.
And I'm talking on a muted phone over here. And that was flaked by Rhea Easton. Hello, we're back.
Oh, Rhea, I have to ask you. I know we asked you the last time you were here, but what was your inspiration for the song? Who wrote it? How did it happen? Tell us about it.
This is a Jack Johnson song.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first time I heard this song, I was like, nope, absolutely not. I am not singing it. I don't like it. It is so stupid. Why is it called Flake? Flake has nothing to do with the song. Why is it called that? It's so stupid. I hate this song. But then I recorded it, and I was like, hey, it actually kind of sounds nice.
Right.
It actually sounds awesome. Not just great, awesome.
We put it on the Rhea MySpace. It was like one of the first actual songs we had up there. And we're refreshing the page, and it's getting hit after hit after hit after hit. And I'm like, wow, people like it. And then I guess everyone likes it, and I like it, and it's actually not doing bad on the MySpace. And I guess it's not doing too bad on your show, so.
No, it's funny because it's one of these songs that I'm notorious for doing that. I will love a song, and then I will play it out, and then if I ever hear it again, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't stand that song. I don't want to hear it ever again. But this one, I have a few, like, Get Twisted, I Can Listen Forever. Yours is another one that I like it. I like the way it sounds. I like the instrumentals to it. I love your voice on it. Because even some singers, you know, it's just after a while, I'm like, oh, God, somebody shut that girl up for like 2 seconds. She's giving me a headache. And not in a bad way. I don't mean that they're horrible. It's just because you do. It kind of gets old.
That's another thing.
Song,
That's why I don't really listen. I have my iTunes. That's what I listen to when I'm in my bedroom. I listen to my iTunes, my playlists. But then when I have the radio on, songs come up, like, not to mention Miley Cyrus, but songs come up, like, Party in the USA, and I'm sitting there like, this song is so overplayed.
Yes.
And I'm like, it's just getting so annoying. Like, I remember she was on an interview, and they were like, what's your favorite Jay-Z song? Because she says Jay-Z in her song. And she goes, oh, what are you talking about? I don't even listen to Jay-Z. But yet you say his name in your song.
Exactly, and that's the thing where we were talking earlier about staying true to yourself, that because you're so involved in the whole creative process, which is another thing that I tell artists, you need to be involved in the creative process. You need to know what you're doing because that's representing you. And if you don't even know the songs, what the words are saying or what it implies, again, it makes you come across like, who's Jay-Z, what? You know what I mean? And you are singing about the man and you have no clue.
Yeah,
and he's an awesome artist, too.
Yeah, I listen. I'm sitting there watching the interview, and I'm like, you don't even know one of his songs. Like, can't you just at least just throw one out there so you don't look like a moron?
Exactly, and that's true. And, you know, it's like my son says, real talk. It's real talk because you have to realize that is one of the reasons why someone like her, who is probably an amazing girl, and, you know, because I've never met her, has come across the media in a bad way because you have to be so careful because you're under a microscope.
Exactly. She could be one of the nicest people in the world, just like Britney Spears could be one of the nicest people in the world, but the media likes attacking her.
And they always love taking things out of context, and that's one of the things that I try.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons that motivated me to start this show, because I got tired of that. Because I, like, just a minute ago, I was saying, oh, yeah, I shut that woman up. I can't stand it. That would have been taken totally out of context where, you know, this person doesn't like her and, it, you know, this whole thing. But that's not it. It's about the fact that, and that's another thing that I guess motivated me to start the show, where you have someone like you, amazing talent, who is on your way up, and you're not getting the playtime because you don't have the big bucks behind you yet.
Yeah.
Where you will have someone, and I am not going to mention this girl's name because I'm not going to be rude that way, but they have, I'm working a contract with my son, and they play this certain rotation of music in the background, and this one particular singer who's up and coming, and even with the layering, for you that know music or if you don't, when you record a song, there's filters. So
yeah.
It filters out the breathing. It filters out the shakiness. It brings it up. They have the echoing if you need it. They have the layering where they will actually have 3, 4, 5, or 6, 7 layers of your own voice on top of each other to make it sound
exactly
smoother.
Mean.
And Right, exactly. So on top of all of that, this child, you can still hear that she's not a really good singer. She can sing.
Yeah.
I can sing,
do
but
you know
I'm
magic.
Not a great singer. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes to show it's all about sometimes about who has the money or the person with the money behind them to get the airtime, the shows, that kind of stuff. And that's one of
yeah.
the things that really kind of bothered me a little bit because I guess I live in a fake, in a fantasy world where I thought it was who deserved it, who had the talent. So
but don't we all live in a fantasy world?
Yes, but my world's nice. They know me here, and I was kind of hoping everybody else would come along too. So it's so refreshing when you have someone like Rhea, because the thing I love about you, Rhea, is that you're real. I mean, you are like as real as they come. And a lot of people sometimes, yeah, she laughs, but it's true. And the
no,
thing
but
is
it's true,
time,
Rhea. It really is.
And it's refreshing because a lot of people think that when you're, quote-unquote, keeping it real, they associate
yeah.
that as being nasty or negative or kind of, like, witchy, but it's not. It's
yeah.
about, this is who I am, and you guys have to deal with this is who I am. I'm true to
yeah.
me, and I'm bringing that out. Now, do you write some of your own songs?
I do write some of my own songs. I actually wrote a song recently, but I played it for my manager, and we're thinking about recording it.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it on my guitar, and it's not exactly done yet. Like, there still needs to be some lyric changes, and it needs to be edited a little bit. But my manager likes the sound of it and the idea of it, and it's obviously it's about teenage love, and, like, this is never going to work. Like, why am I bothering? But I guess that's what's selling. I don't know what made me, like, write that, but that's what's working, I guess, so.
Believe me, I know for me.
Go ahead, Mr. Mountain Man. I was just shifting.
Oh, I know for me, Rhea, whenever I hear that song, that just inspires me so much, and it lifts me up, because there are days that I feel down. Whenever I hear a song like yours, and there are a couple of others that we have in our player that just lift me right up, and it was like, I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, I'm like, where can I get this woman's music? I love that song. Where can I get more of her songs?
Yeah.
That's just what I'm thinking.
They're all going to be out soon. Pretty soon.
Now, this is awesome because now, when do you project that your album will be done?
We're hoping it's going to be this summer.
Mm-hmm. And
this
then you're going to kick it off from there. I see, now we're going to
yeah.
have Rhea back because, you know, this summer we got to know. And then, of course,
yeah,
we got to have a listening party. And all this.
Exactly. I mean, come on.
Oh, and one of the things that I wanted to ask you, Rhea, and real quick before I do, Mountain Man, why don't you give out the phone number again?
The phone number is 347-989-1473 before I give my own out.
Yeah, before you give out your house number, we're all calling you over there. And the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman, WMN. You can go in there and listen to Rhea, and you can chat in our chat room, or you can leave a question, comment, concern, whatever you want, or you can email us at ordinarywomanwmn@gmail.com. Questions, concerns, comments, suggestions, anything, just email us. And just wanted to let you guys know, because we have been having these glitches in the studio, the show will actually just run till 8:30 tonight, so that I make sure that my phone doesn't die.
Is that what we're doing?
Because based on the phone, on my husband's cell phone not dying. And we're definitely going to get, and this is the reason why, just to let our listeners know, for the next couple of weeks, our show is going to be on Thursdays only from 7 to 9, because we're getting the phone glitches taken care of and all that other stuff, so that when we go back live to the 3-4-day-a-week format, we won't have any more technical difficulties. Now, Rhea, I have a question for you. We were just talking about the fact that you have actually written your own song. Do you find that a little bit maybe intimidating? Because these are your feelings. You can't say, well, no, that wasn't me. That was so-and-so that wrote the song. I recorded it because I just liked it. Do you think it's a little bit more intimidating when you're actually putting your feelings out there, when you're sharing a song that you've written?
I think it's easier when you write your own music because
mm-hmm.
you know what you want to portray in the song. But when you're singing somebody else's music, you're thinking, now what was this person thinking when they wrote this song? How do they want me to sing it? Like, but when you write your own music, you're like, I know I want this song to sound this way. I want myself to feel this way when I'm singing this song.
You know, and that's very true, too, when you're an actor, because I know that there's times that I've received scripts when I'm trying to read it, and you're absolutely right. That's the first thought that comes into your mind. What was this person thinking when they created this character? What did they want from it? But the other thing I can really talk. The other thing is that sometimes I'm like, well, I don't talk that way. Yeah, I know, and you're right, because now you're so focused on learning the words and trying to make them your own that it can be a little... I mean, if you're a really good actor, you can do it, and obviously you're a great singer, so you can overcome it, but you're absolutely right. There's something so much intimate and just more of yourself when it's your own work that you're putting out there.
Like, mm-hmm. when I'm singing Flake, it's like, yeah, this is a good song. I like the way it sings, and I like the way I sound when I sing it, and I know that I should most likely feel this way, but if it was my own song, I would know exactly what to put into it.
Right.
But see, when I listen to the song, when you're singing that song, the tune is right with it, Rhea. Tune is right with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to find the right tune to what you're feeling.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is, like, it's just the way you, well, obviously the way you sing it, the way you're performing it, it does make it yours, and it makes it work, and that's why I think it's such a great song, and it's not one of these, I call them prefabs, where it's like cookie cutter, where you actually have to listen to go, is that Beyonce, or is that this one, or is that one, because they're starting to sound so similar, because, okay, this video works for this person, so now everybody wants to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Now,
and
when I have to sing
a cover song, everyone, you sing that, like, say I was to sing a Christina Aguilera song, everyone says, you sing that so different than her, and I'm like, well, yeah, I'm not going to sing it exactly like her. That's the way she sang the song. I'm going to sing it the way Rhea wants to sing the song.
See, that attitude right there is what I love, because you're willing to say that. You're like, yeah, because I'm not her, I'm me.
I'm not Christina Aguilera. I'm not Avril Lavigne, and I'm not Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
But they portray it the way they want to, and I portray it the way I would like to, which is probably why people compare me to them, because I put my own little fling to things.
Exactly. And the other thing, too, that it's funny, because I've actually, like I said, I'll use American Idol as an example. I've watched it, like, I think the first season or so, and afterwards Simon just gets on my nerves because of the negativity.
Yeah,
it just drives
exactly.
me crazy when they're tearing down
a
creative person like that.
I watch the funny auditions, and then I just stop.
Oh, I know. That is so funny. But one of the things that I don't understand, and sometimes I say, well, I'm not a singer, maybe that's why I don't understand, is how you can give a singer, an artist, a song, let's say a song that, like you said, Aretha Franklin did, and then this singer will take it, make it their own, you know, maybe change up the melody a little bit of the way they sing, and then they're like, well, it didn't sound like Aretha Franklin. Well, I'm sorry, but Aretha Franklin is phenomenal, so we don't need another cookie cutter of her.
Exactly.
You need to do, so it doesn't make sense to me where you're breaking them down and saying, well, they made it their own. What's wrong with that?
It's like, I remember one of the seasons, you know how they have to pick a song that has to do with that week's version of that week's genre of music. And Simon Cowell will just say, oh, well, you didn't sound like Whitney Houston. I'm not going to sound like Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston is one of the most amazing singers that was ever created, that was ever, ever made, ever. So why would you pick her genre of music if you're just going to bust all of us and say that we don't sound like her?
Right.
Exactly. And the other thing is that if you already have a performer like a Whitney Houston, or, you know, like we were talking about Aretha Franklin,
why make another one?
Exactly. Why make another one? You know, because it goes down to my whole diamond in the rough concept is why, why not just try to be the best you instead of a really kind of cubic zirconia imitation of someone else that you can't, you know what I mean? It just doesn't work. Now, the other thing, too, Rhea, that I wanted to talk to you about is the persona that comes across when you're performing, the way you dress, the way you are. Now, that's very different. But is that you? Is that the way you feel comfortable, and this is something that you've created?
You mean, like, the pictures I have and everything of, like,
everything,
the glow?
Yes. Like, the,
okay,
yeah,
well,
the personality that comes through.
Like, I like to dress original.
Mm-hmm.
I like to look like Rhea. I like to look like I'm comfortable in what I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like the pink hair
mm-hmm.
I have, I don't know why, I just like it. So I was just one day, can I dry the bottom of my hair pink? I mean, it washes out.
Right.
You know, it's not like it's something that's going to, like, scar me for life dyeing my hair pink.
Right.
And so
I love it.
It's not going to scar me for life to dye my hair pink. So I'm just like, can
right.
I dye my hair? I pick out all my clothes. I am completely obsessed with the store Wet Seal. All of pretty much my whole wardrobe comes from Wet Seal.
Uh-huh.
And Forever 21 and all those kind of new stores. And and I also have a very, very, very large obsession with heels. High heels are my...
Oh, honey, welcome to my obsession. We'll go to Heel Anonymous on Tuesdays because, I got you on that.
Literally.
Don't mess with my heels.
Since I was 2 years old, I would walk around the house in my mom's heels. Of course, they'd be 12 sizes too big because I was tiny. And I would walk around, and I'd just be like, Mommy, don't I look pretty? And
oh, I remember one time when you were in heels, Charlie. Oh, man. That was funny.
And my manager says to me, are those comfortable? Because they don't look comfortable. Yeah, they are. They're so comfortable. More comfortable than flats. So
Isn't that funny? Like, people think we're weird when we say that. Because they're looking at your feet like, that looks like, no, I'm not. If I wasn't paying, the shoes would be on the floor. Not on my feet. Because it's weird.
If I was in pain, I would take them off.
Exactly.
If I was in pain, I wouldn't have put them on my feet.
Right. And you're absolutely right, but the thing is, like, it's funny, I have a picture of you right in front of me, and it's just, like, for the YouTube video that you had of, like, the original one,
I'm seeing
your smiling face with the pink hair and the yellow shirt, and you got this great vest and the whole accessory and everything. But what gets me is how comfortable you look in front of the camera. Now, was that something that always came natural to you? Because there's a difference, and for our listeners, you know this. Everybody has a relative like this. That as soon as someone busts out a camera, their mug's right there.
I am a camera junkie.
Yeah, but there's a difference, though, because there's the people that are obnoxious with it, and they look obnoxious when you look at the picture. You just want to, like, white them out or, you know,
I'm
edit them out.
I'm comfortable in front of the camera.
Yeah, and it's funny because it shows. Now, is that something that's always been that way for you?
Well, kind of, yeah. Like, when I was little, I used to model for Ford Models.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my mom used to tell me how I wasn't even auditioning for one of these auditions, and I think my sister was auditioning, because me, my brother, and my sister.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
my sister, brother, and I were all auditioning for one of these things, and they come out and they say, does she want to come in and audition? And my mom says, she's not auditioning. And, of course, as outspoken as I am now at this age, imagine how funny I was when I was little. I remember I went in, and my mom told me that they said, Victoria, how old are you? I think I was 2, and I used to always say when I was 2 years old, I used to tell everyone that I was 4. I don't know why.
This is so funny. As a 2-year-old, she's faking her ID already. That's a riot.
No, I'm sorry. My mom just told me I used to say I was 6.5. I used to say, I don't know, I don't even know where the half came from. But
that's
all right.
No, because that makes it believable. Because if, like, how old are you? 6.5. You're like, dang, she's tiny. You wouldn't even think. How old you are.
So they knew I was 2, but they wanted to know if I was gonna be open enough to answer them my age, like if I was gonna talk to them and, like, communicate with them. So how old are you? 6.5.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I go in and they took a couple trial photos of me, and they came out and they were like, she's great. We want her for the job. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm not 6.5, but it's okay.
That's a riot. See, and it shows. And you know what? That's one of the things that I've always preach ad nauseum to people. When you're doing what you're passionate about and what you love to do and what you know what you want to do for the rest of your life, you never work a day in your life because it's not a going against grain. Because I know there's these people that they say they want to be famous, they say they want to be in the limelight, but when they are, it's torture for them. You have to pull their teeth for pictures, they're sabotaging themselves, you know, they... Where with you, it's natural, and people are like, oh, she's just, like you said, oh, I'm like a camera hog. No, that's good, because that's what you're passionate about. And that's one of the things that you're going to deal with for the rest of your life in the limelight, where you're going to have 1,000 people, you know, taking your picture and everything. And it's amazing that you can make it yours and get used to it and know that this is what I've chosen, and I like it. And, you know, obviously we all get tired of it. Why, yeah, right, listen to me like I would know.
Golly, come on.
There's a camera in my face. I really don't want this to be in my face right now, but I'm going to cheese it up, and I'm going to smile, and I'm going to smile for you. You're going to get your pictures, and it's going to be fine, and it's going to look great.
As opposed to, oh, my goodness, you know, these people. Well, yeah, I know.
As opposed to pulling a celebrity and being like, get out of my face, putting on the sunglasses. But, like, when I'm at my shows and stuff and people are saying, can I take a picture with you? I'm not just going to be like, no, I don't take pictures with fans. I'm sorry. You're lower than me. I'm not taking a picture with you. I'm not going to say that. So I love taking pictures with fans. I love when the little kids come up to me and they say, Can I have your autograph? Can I take a picture with you? I love that. I think it's so cute.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. I have to tell you that it is. I've had that happen to me a few times and it just blows my mind. It's like, whoa, me? Me? You know, I look around
and you want my autograph? Wait,
yeah, it's like, yeah, wait, hold on, let me check. Is that a bill you want me to sign or check? Wait, hold on, let me check. But it is, it's just so amazing. And I think to me, like, I've done a lot of public speaking and stuff, and the thing that gets me is when you have these little kids, like 9, 8, 10, and they watch. And I'm like, oh, my, it is. It's just an amazing feeling that I can't comprehend where people are like you said, I'm not taking, they're the reason that you're there. Those people are the ones that like your music, like you, are making
like
you what you are.
Like, if it wasn't for them, if it wasn't for the people who viewed my flake on MySpace, if it wasn't for them, like, the little amount of fans that I have as where I am right now, my little fans have grown to at least a little over 1,000. And so it's like 1,000 and a couple hundred or something like that. And the people who view my things like that are what got my manager interested in me.
And I'm going to ask this, Rhea.
He said to me, go ahead.
No, after you're done, I want to ask you a question.
Okay, he got attracted. He was like, I was on your, he told me that he was on my MySpace, and he saw that I had so many views, and he played it, and he was like, clearly this girl has some kind of talent if she has this many views on her, on the song Flake, so... Apparently, all my fans helped me get my manager, so.
You know, it's funny, too, not to interrupt you, Chris, because I know you have a question for Rhea, but real quick, for our listeners, if you're actually thinking of doing that, people don't realize that the A&R people, the artist reps that work for the recording labels, that is something that they look at now, because with the tools like the internet and websites and all these networking sites, they want to see how much work you have already accomplished. And if you already, like you said, have a database where you have 1,000 fans and all these views, that shows them that you are marketable, and it shows that if with little minimal resources you can get this kind of exposure. Once they start putting money behind you and professional development and all that, they know they can get you that much further. So it is. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's very huge.
Yeah, and the question I was going to ask, Rhea, is if you could repeat that website that you had told us earlier before Charlie had come on.
So the show that I was in about a year and a half, 2 years ago is called Zebrafish, and it's just an animated webisode, which is you can find on zebrafish.com, and you can just scroll down and click view webisodes. It was a 10 webisode series, and it was just picked up as a novel. And I played the main character, Vita, and she's a high school girl who just wants to start a band. And in April, I'll be singing as Vita in a program called Notes for the Cure, which is a Battle of the Bands competition for high school bands in the New England area. It's going to be awesome, and you can find all the details on the website, zebrafish.com. And it's going to who it's for is high school bands in New England. It's on Thursday, April 9th, 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7.
That's awesome. So what I'm going to have you do, Rhea, in Dedham. So what I want you to do is make sure you guys email me that information, and I will put it up on your segment page, and we will make sure. Now, you're on Facebook, too?
Yeah.
So they can find, so they Google Rhea Eaton, E-A-T-O-N.
They can Facebook, if you go in the Facebook search bar, you can go Rhea Eaton, R-I-A-E-A-T-O-N, and that's the Rhea Facebook itself. And then I'm pretty sure that the Rhea fan page will pop up too. And you can just click become a fan, and then you'll be a fan of Rhea.
That's awesome. So Rhea, I can't believe the whole hour and a half went by. Of course, I was late because my phone decided to me, but don't worry, we'll take care of it. So definitely thank you so much for having you back. You're one of our fan favorites, and I am so excited that we got you. I'm really excited to hear that your album's going to be done soon. So this summer we'll be looking forward to it. So definitely we're going to have you back when that's ready to drop so we can let our listeners know about the – why are you laughing? You just want me to go to – see, you know why I'm doing it, because I want to go to a party. I want to go to a listening party. He's laughing. He knows. I want to go to a listening party. No, seriously, so that you know, our listeners can get their heads up. They'll know where to find your music, and we can support you and make sure that we have the great story to share of Local Girl Does Good. Rhea, any shout-outs, hellos that you want to share with us?
I want to say hi to Debra Scaduto.
Debbie!
I love Debbie!
And she has been responding to you, Rhea, in our chat room. She's been
I've been creeping at it. I've been looking at it.
That's awesome. Anybody else?
Kingsley, my manager. Say hi to Kingsley. I don't know if he's listening, but if you are, hey, pal, how's it going? he just got back. He just landed back in New York from the Grammys. He was in L.A. for a week. I hope your little vacation was fun. And my sister, I don't even think she's listening, but if she is, hey, what's going on? My brother's asleep, so I can't say hi to him. My best friend doesn't have any idea that this is happening, but hey, what's going on?
But you can always say hi and then play the episode later for him.
Yeah,
yes, for our listeners and for you, yeah, you know.
Right,
there you go. Yes, your episode will be up anytime you want. They can go on there and listen to it, or you can download it and have it put on your website. Keep it as a memento. Rhea, thank you so much for being with us. I am so excited that we
got
you back. Oh, absolutely. And like I said, we're definitely getting your music converted over to MP3, so we'll be playing it. I might actually have you call us in next Thursday if you're around so you can introduce the songs, tell us a little bit about it. So definitely keep that in mind if you can do it. So thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, Rhea.
Bye,
guys.
Oh, man, she is such an amazing, I tell you, out of all the people we've had on the show, we've had some really amazing people, but what blows my mind about Rhea is how young she is. And she just keeps that interview going. I mean, she's going to be huge.
She really is. I can't believe how...
I can just feel it.
Yeah, and I can't believe how big these other artists are getting either.
So altogether, what I'd like to do is share with our listeners. So just to let everybody know, for the remainder of February, our show will be running Thursdays from 7 to 9 only, until we get our new studio downstairs so Mountain Man can come and hang around. Squared away with the hard wire and everything else going, and we figure the glitches and gloops and everything so we can actually look at each other and not keep stepping on each other. Yes. Also, to remind you guys, the second and third week in March, we will be doing a special segment on Suffolk University baseball. So we will be reporting live to you from Orlando, Florida. We will be following the tournament for the Suffolk Rams. They're actually in contention. They were the GNAC champions last year, and they are really looking good, and they're in contention. Their whole goals are to actually make it to the World Series of college baseball this year, so we'll see how far they get on that. We're actually going to have some of the players. We had Jose, one of the players earlier last year. Well, actually, later last year we had him. We had him on. We're going to have a few more of the players as well. We're going to have in-depth interviews with them after the games, some keeping people updated. So that whole segment in March will be almost every day will be live from Orlando, and that's what we'll be doing. And then when we come back in the end of March, we will actually be going back live where we will probably be working 3 to 4 nights a week. So we'll be at our regular times. We're going to be working Mountain Man, Rough and Tough. And we've got some great people. One of the ones that I am so excited, I can't wait to have, is this young man, Jordan. He's actually a classmate of Jose's at Suffolk. Well, this kid is an amazing rapper. And when I'm saying rapper, it's like you could just say, Jordan, start flowing, which is what rappers call it when they start. And the stuff that comes out of his mouth that he is just creating on the spot, it's not just that it rhymes, it's deep. It's like really, it's like poetry. It's so amazing, and he's just really gifted. And he's very young. He's up on the coming. His mom was actually a professional singer and kind of coaxed her to be on the show, too. So we're going to
we need to get her on the show. We need to get anybody and everybody on the show. And you know that
absolutely.
As well as I do.
I'm still
wanting to get Miss Gadoodle on the show.
Miss Gadoodle is my shy little bunny, so we'll talk her eventually. I think we'll get her once she's more comfortable. We'll go kidnap her and bring her into the studio live. Yeah, she's going to kill me.
No, we need to do that. I don't see her in the chat room, so I know we can talk freely.
We're talking secretly about kidnapping Debbie like no one knows, right? The other thing is, oh, I know. Obviously, oh, my gosh, the bellows. I'm definitely, Louis was the one that I just fainted. This is when you know you're getting somewhere. We're at the Talent Quest last month, and Louis Bello is one of the guest judges. And he looks at me and goes, so when do I get to be on your show? See, for my listeners, you don't realize, when Louis Bello won, he knew who the show was, that I had a show. Well, never mind.
And we need to get him on ASAP.
Yeah, he knew who I was, and then he obviously, not obviously, I was shocked, he knew about the show. And the fact that this man says, so when am I going to get, are you kidding me? You want to be on my show? This man has been on all these shows. He actually got nominated for Artist of the Year in Massachusetts for the BMAs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gotten a couple of other awards. His sister Lisa won. Malik Williams, who is one of his producers, has won. And, yeah, so we're going to have them on the show as well. We're going to have JG and Noni back, if you guys remember from last year. He was in The Departed. Yes, an amazing actor up and coming. They're actually going to do a Scalpers, too.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Which I'm excited about, yes. So I'm just excited at all these guests that we've got up and coming. And I'm so grateful for our listeners to hanging in there with us as we get the glitches out of the program. And
but the one person I would love
to
have back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when you've got her, this particular actress scheduled to come back.
She's actually one of my big ones that I'm having. She's having some technical difficulties of her own because she's actually in Maine now. So it's a matter of me being able to corral her down with the. But I'm definitely having her back. Shelly Numstruck, love her. She's, as a matter of fact, we had Tricepta Studio, and they actually are having her be one of the leads in a new movie that they're making called The Jackal.
I know,
she's
I've seen that.
Wheeling. Yes, so I'm excited for her on that. And she's still working with Big Z, my man, Ahura Z. Big shout out to him, which I totally miss because my car is getting some parts done. So I'm going to be going back out there in a couple of weeks. Can't wait. And she's working with them. So she's got a lot of great things going, too, in her life as well. We definitely have to have her back. And we have a whole bunch of new up-and-coming artists, a lot of them from the Debbie Crosby Talent Quest. No, Debbie Crosby and her Talent
Crosby,
Quest.
Oh, Crosby, I'm sorry.
They've all hit me up. We're going to have Amy Mulquin back. We're going to actually give her a full segment. We have a bunch of other singers. We also have some family specialists that are going to give us some tips on getting along. And, I mean, just so much cool stuff. I'm psyched. I'm really psyched about everything. And just can't looking forward to it. Also, for our listeners, to remind you, www.ordinarywoman.com. That is our blog. You go in there, crazy stories, happenings, but get some background on my family and stuff. We're going to be blogging some more on this on Blog Talk Radio as well. So, Mountain Man, we are coming to the end of our time, and I am so glad to know that my husband's phone hasn't died yet.
And I'm thankful, because I was going to see if you could call me after the show.
Yes,
because
so
I want
to
talk to you.
Answer, so hopefully my phone won't die. But anyway, to all our listeners, Jeff, Betty, Bill, Dan, 978, Fred, we got two Jeffs in there, JJ, Mary, Richard, and Rob, thank you so much for joining us, for Debbie and for Rhea for being there. Mountain Man, thank you so much for taking the helm there when my phone was, like, not listening to me. Technology, I'm telling you, I touch it and it breaks. I'm so psyched when we get the hardwire and everything in here. We'll be good to go. So, again,
awesome.
My man, give them our spiel.
Don't let anyone ever take your dreams away.
Yes, and don't forget our theme for the year is Nothing is Impossible to the Willing Heart. Thank you so much for joining us. Love and kisses to everybody. Have a great weekend, and we will see you next Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in the meantime, don't let anybody steal your dreams away, like Mountain Man says. Mountain Man, what song you got for us?
I'm going to go out with Legendary, because that's one of my other favorite songs here.
I like that song. That's
so we're
really
going
cool.
out with Legendary.
Oh, yeah, we're legends, baby. There we go. All right, good night, everybody. Thank you
good
so
night.
Much, and have a great one.
Talk to you in a few.
The P dot is doing it real big.